I'm Brian Curtis, along with Rashad Salamat. We are here in our Hong Kong studios, and our guest is Tom Plum, portfolio manager of the Plum Balanced Fund. Tom, the way that the market is structured now, you could get a 10% correction in the benchmarks and just have a kind of continuation of the churn of money coming out of the Fang Man stocks and into some of these more value-oriented stocks. So, and that might be healthy for the market. Could you see that happening?
Well, it's certainly possible, but you know, right now you have all that momentum, a mild correction last week in those stocks that have been showing the revenue growth. And in a time like this, we think that growth is still going to be considered very, very valuable because we're basically in a slower growth economy in general, and growth is harder to get.
So, well, how would you put the odds at a recession here?
Rashad, I think that this has been one of the most predicted and anticipated recessions that I've seen. People are expecting it. They were expecting it last year. They're expecting it this year. I think that the odds have continued to go down because we have strong personal savings. We have strong business investment in specific areas, especially in the areas of data and cyber and those protections and things, as well as productivity. And I think that that's going to continue. So it's more of a reallocation than it is basically a setback on investments. And meanwhile, we're still continuing to see people responding with services, travel, all that type of spending is going on. And cross-border has just basically been picking up modestly, but picking up consistently since the pandemic has, in quote, been defeated. And we continue to see those trends. So I think the Fed wants the economy to slow down. They obviously don't want a recession. But right now, we're looking at moderating growth. But I think you haven't yet seen those building blocks for a true recession.
We can circle back to some of the main points. I just wanted to go out into left field a little bit. We know that China's stumbling. And then we have like these events last week with the Wagner Group in Russia. I mean, what if Yevgeny Prigozhin would have taken his tanks and such all the way up to Moscow? You know, is that the type of thing that, you know, we just don't really plan for? It's really quite a... you know, something that you kind of put on your list of fears, but, you know, you can't actually plan for it.
Exactly, Brian. You think back, if we would have had this interview a week ago, if someone would have predicted that, they would have been probably laughed off of the radio.
Well, nobody can predict black swan events, but, you know, they're out there. But in that particular case, would that have been a major negative, or do you think that, you know, it might have served as a positive?
I'm afraid that it would have been a negative, primarily because when we've seen the balls of dictators in a lot of these countries, if you talk about Egypt or Libya or a number of other places, chaos is not necessarily positive for world economic growth. So even though there's one evil person possibly replaced by another evil person, there's very little chance that it will be a stable and change that would be easily done. And I think the ramifications of it, you just don't know. But it probably would not be good.
But I guess it remains to see, how long Putin actually lasts, because we had guests on yesterday suggesting that this could be the start of a huge kind of set of, I guess, emotive backlash against him, and there could be further coups down the line. Tom, I want to get you back to the market, and I want to get you back to the Fed. It does seem from our latest poll that we did that the Fed's message is finally getting through, that there will be no interest rate cuts by the end of the year, even though some had even earlier this month thought that there would be.
We agree with what the current polling is coming in. You know, there's always a question about trying to pick that moment when things actually change. And it's very dangerous. There's the old cliche about catching a falling knife. The Fed had given you one specific message over and over and over again. It's will change at some time in the future, but right now that is the message. And so we've felt all along that cutting interest rates at this point, or even in the next few months, next 6 months, are probably not in the cards. They are going to wait until they actually see physical daily results of their policies. And we know there's a lag, and so there's a fair chance they will wait and be overreacting when they do. But right now, there's very, very little chance that they're going to be cutting rates shortly. Swan event, like you said, could do that, but until that, not very little chance.
You started off by saying that you thought the trend of mega cap would continue into the second half of the year. Is there another unassailable trend that you think investors could benefit from, in your view?
Well, it's great when you line up a cyclical trend with a secular trend, and you're still seeing some real growth in the financial transaction processing things. The cross-border transactions is just amplifying the fact that we're moving to a digital economy for monetary transactions. The World Cup, for example, the Women's World Cup down in Southeast Asia, we think that has some potential to just amplify a trend that you've been seeing build and build and build since the pandemic. Cross-border transactions, people traveling around the world, it's been picking up. Everything we hear from the airlines is it's still very strong trend going for the immediate future.
So does that translate to MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, companies like that?
Exactly. We think, you know, when you think about MasterCard and Visa, they provide a lot of the backbone for a lot of the other financial tech companies, as well as what you see go through them directly. MasterCard right now, for example, is almost a third of the revenue is coming from services like data and cyber and things like that. But the cross-border area was the weak area that was taking the longest to snap back, and now it's coming back very strong.
So overall view, you got the S&P 500 at 4328 here. Where do you think we finish the year? Just very short, 15 seconds.
We have a lot of difficulty predicting that, but I think it's going to be higher than it is now, and I think that we have a fair chance accelerating economy in the second half of the year, and that'll translate into a broadening of the stock market and a higher returns.
Tom, thank you. Tom Plum, portfolio manager of the Plum Balanced Fund.